Next sif in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch over here in Simen Tezvav discusses the halacha of answering Amen and Amen Yeshmin Abba. The Kitzur says that Sarfli Zar Ma'id, one has to be very careful to Shmaya HaKadosh, to hear the Kadosh, V'lanes Achrov the Kavanah, to answer with Kavanah, which means one should work on understanding the words of Kaddish, the basic idea of Kaddish, so that when one answers Amen, they realize what they're agreeing to. Amen is a lashon of I agree to him, and it's emes. Because came by Amen Yeshmir Abba, Shetachim Chavin Hetiv. And surely Amen Yeshmir Abba, where one has to be Mechavin even more. The Kitzur brings down the Gemara, Shekol ha'oyna oymen yeshmirabu kol koichay chavanosei kairim le'gzadine shashidim shana. Anyone who answers amen yeshmirabu kol koichay, which means with all his kavana or with all his koyach, obviously not to scream it in a way that he looks like a fool, but a lot of times the kol rum gives him more kavana, kairim le'gzadine shashidim shana. If he says it loud, he breaks all the ketrugim, mevatel kol gzeres kashrus, and he's mevatel any bad gzeres which there may be chas v'shalom. You shouldn't just scream, shleiz leitzlu alav ne'adin, that people will laugh at him, yigrim lahem ched, and cause them to sin. Now, This importance of Amen Yeshmir Abba, we really find in the Gemara Brachas, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells us over there a story with Eliyahu Navi, and it says over there, Pamach HaSayisi Ma'alech B'derech. Rabbi Yossi said that he was once going on the road. Nichnasti lechorba achas lechorbis Yerushalayim spala. I went into one of the destructions in Yerushalayim to daven. Bali ozoch l'tev shomar li al pesach. Ashesiyamti the tefilasi. And Eliyahu Navi waited for me by the door until I finished davening. La'achas shesiyamti, after I finished tefilah, omar li shalom alecha, Rebbe. Amarti loisa, I responded to him, shalom alecha, Rebbe Umori. And then he started having a conversation with him, Bini, why'd you go into the Chorba? And gives different reasons why one should not go into the Chorba. But at the end of that piece of Gemara, it says over there, V'amali Bini, ma kol shemarta b'chorva zu, what did you hear in this Chorba? V'amarti lo'y, and Rabbi Yossi answered back, shemati basko shemana hemes kiyoina. It was a basko which was wooning like a bird, like a dove. V'ameris, Oyloy Labanim Shabavin Shabavin Sayan, Hechrafti is basically there are three of the shinies over here. I was Machiv my bias, Sarafti is Hecholi, I burnt my ankle, they glazed from the bed in Umas, and I sent them down to the Umas. V'omali, Chayecho v'chayi reishcha, I swear, Loisha Zubo Vadar Meritzkach, not only at this time, El B'chol Yayim V'yayim, Shalosh Pa'amim my Meritzkach. Three times a day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says this. Elo v'loy zubavad, el b'shosh yishon nechnasmon lebatei kenesiyas lebatei midrashis. When Christ will go into the shul and to the batei midrashis, v'oinim yehei shmei ha'godom v'vorach. Let the great name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu be blessed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu minanei ha'roisha, he shakes his head v'oinim and he says, Ashrei HaMelech Shemekalsim HaYisrael B'Beis HaKach. Lucky is the king that they praise him with this. Ma'aloi La'av Shegles Banav Ma'oi La'lebam Shegolam Al Shulchan Aviyim. So we see over here that the time when we say Amen Yeshmer Abba HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of feels the Nechama. He feels regret on whatever that means. So Taisvis over here on Daf Gimel in Brachis, He explains the Chazal. Chazal say, The Machzor Vitri says, Yeshmei Rabbi, she's the Tfilish on the Psalm, she's Malash Shemoy. He says, for me, it's not Mash like that. The Chiluch Siv, and then he goes and he says, Upirushay Kach, Yehei Shmei, Shem Ka, Rabba, Klema, Shalom Spam, we dive in, Shehei Shmei, Godol, V'Shalem, Umavurach, La'olam. Then he says, further away, once he gets to what's over here, he says, he explains the Gemara and Saita. The Gemara and Saita says, as follows, Ein olam skayim el asida de kedushasa. The world stands on the kedusha we say by Valtzion, by Yehei Shmei Rabba, the bus agalita that was said after he retook him. Shirgin leim akarish achar drasha. The days is quoting the importance of Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba. Now, it's interesting, the Gemara is bringing that Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba as in response to the Chorban of the Bayis and the Kaiso went to Golos. And so it's also bringing down this Chazal that speaks about the Olam being Miskayim, the Olam existing. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara in Yuma tells us that in Beis HaMikdash, they did not say Amen, they said Baruch Shem Kvay Machusay L'Olam Ve'ed. Yuma Lam Zayin. Perhaps it's connected with each other. The Gemara Pesachim tells us that Yaakov Vina, when he wanted to be Megal of the case, so he lost the Shechina, and he was choshish that maybe someone hears a psul. So they answered back, Shema Yisrael, Shema Ken, Shema Chod, and Yaakov responded, Baruch Shem Kvoy, Machsen Omed. The Targum Yishalmi brings down the exact same story, and instead of Baruch Shem Kvoy, Machsen Omed, he used the Lashem, Yeshmei Rabba, Mvarach, La'olam Olamei Omayah. Which seems to be that the translation of Baruch Shem Kvay Machson Ved, which is that the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the covet of his Malchus should be in the Strabas throughout the world forever. So too is the same Pirish of Yeshmi Rabba, just one is in Hebrew, one is in Aramaic. They're connected with each other. And that's what when Moshe went up to Shemayim, he heard the Malachim, they were saying Baruch Shem Kvay Machson Ved. So again, so the importance of Yehei Shmei Rabba is that we're bringing back what was said in the Beis Hamikdash. In the Beis Hamikdash, they used to say Baruch Shem Kvay Machson Ved. Yehei Shmei Rabba is the same thing. Perhaps the reason why we say it in Aramaic is because the Gemara tells us that the Malachim do not understand Aramaic. And in that story, when Moshe went up to Shemayim and he met the Malachim, they were jealous of us that we don't want to say it in a way that they would understand. But Akopanim, the important nekuda here is that when one is saying Yehei Shmei Rabba, they should understand what they're saying and be mechaven to it. The kid ends off that there are those that Oyvim Amei Yehei Rabba in Tevas Yisbarach. There are those that like to say it with the word Yisbarach. However, there are other minhagim, which the Ramah brings down that we're not made to say Yisbarach. So those that are neg should say, those that are not neg not to say. And then the kitten zov, achakach yishma menashat v'yoyim amin. Important to answer, amin. Okay.
To answer amin when? After the chazan says Yehei Shmei Rabba?
At the end of that piece, at the end of Yisbarach.
What do you mean? Oh.
Yeah.
Right. Can we have a 2 second breakdown of the words? What's the kavana?
Yeah. So it goes like this. The Shvatim said to Yaakov, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which meant that we all together believe in the Rabbanu Shleilam, and we belong to the Rabbanu Shleilam, and there's only one Rabbanu Shleilam. That's what it means. Elokeinu and Echad. Yaakov's response to them was Baruch Shem Kvay Machson Ved, which means that this Ribbono Shelam that you all are part of, is the cover of his Malchus should be in the Sabbath throughout the world.
No, it says when you say the words Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach Lo Amei Amei Amei, Yehei means what? It should be great.
Yehei Shmei Rabba, this great name should be Mevarach, which means spread out. Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach Lo Olam. In this world, forever and ever.
What does it mean by blessing? Usually we say blessing means the source of all blessing, but a Kosh
Baruch Hu. That's why I said the Straba.
What?
That's why I said to spread out.
I mean, his bracha should spread out?
No, his name should. The Kavod Malchus. What Kavod is a noun. It's a noun. The Kavod of his Malchus should be the Straba throughout the world. Should spread out.
Okay. Isn't there like two Lashons in Taisvis over there?
Could be. But this is the Pirish that from the context of how Yaakov responded to them, that's what Mashmah the Pirish is.